President, we'll be right on the line, sir. Thank you. hear you talk a little loud.
I say we've got a lot of problems, obviously, as a consequence of this. And we'll have to take up and present to you and we'll have a part in our course. Are available in to anything in the world that we can do. We think we've got the situation in as good shape now as we can be. Would you like to say a word to Clark about it?
No, just tell me, could this be true?
President, I'm afraid so.
Well, who is involved?
Just some fellow. Just happened at the YMCA. Here.
I can't hear you.
There's just a case of a fellow going off his rocker for long enough to get involved in that kind of thing.
What do you say to these other people? What do you explain to them?
Well, we have told them that I told them that Walter came over to see me this morning and that he has a complete blackout about the period. And saw that he did go to this party and he had a couple of my teams exhausted. He had a complete blackout about it and that he doesn't remember anything. Now he does remember. And that whether the story is justified or not justified, well, it's going to be printed. It had nothing to do with the discharge of his public responsibility. And finally, people at the Star agreed they had a wonderful scoop, but they agreed that it wouldn't be a decent thing to do. And they're not going to use it. And General Rosedale, he was saying, you had the story to the same position. And we've talked with Jerry Siegel and with Russ Wiggins at the Post. Hopeful that they'll take the same position. But the problem is that the story, you know, you can never tell how far these things go. And we thought in the circumstances that certainly Walter ought not to be around the White House. And that the best way to handle it was for him to go to the hospital, which has been done. George Washington Hospital with instructions that no phone calls, no visitors, no nothing. And he'll be kept there on the station.
Does his wife know about this?
Haven't been able to reach her yet. We didn't want to reach her until after the doctor was here. The doctor's their family doctor, very able, fine man, and very operational. And we're not going to ever tell her anything except that he was exhausted. Except that he was exhausted in the hospital.
Now, did Walter talk to you frankly?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just can't believe it.
Sir?
I just can't believe it.
I couldn't either, Mr. President. It's the most fantastic thing I've heard in all my life. I thought I'd heard everything. But, no, never know.
Had there been a list before? Any history of it?
He told me no, but, the Star had a record of, an arrest in 1959. Walter told me no, but since I found out about the arrest in 1959, you know, and then we came back to the house and spent the walk all day long. I just didn't have the heart to ask him about that 1959 thing, which we'll have to do one of these days. But the Star says that he was photographed by the police in 59. They took a mugshot of him that they've got down there. But there's no doubt about the identity. What we've done is just to had Walcott stay in the hospital a while and then be sent off somewhere. The doctor probably ordered him to go off somewhere to recuperate. But I think we wouldn't be very sensible if we didn't assume that the Republican National Committee has it or will have it. Now they can get to another problem.
What are they going to do with the charge?
Well, he put up $50 collateral, and apparently the policeman said that he forfeited the collateral. So the charge is just there on the books, and in effect, no contest, which is what amount forfeiting collateral amounts to. Now, I have talked with Deke Carl, and he's gonna look into the question of this the police blotter. What if anything can be done? He offered to do that. I didn't suggest it. But actually, it's too late to see because just until it is known to the reporter. Walter came. I never heard of his voice until this morning. I guess Walter was just praying that nothing had happened. I guess the cop told him that nothing would be known on it, which of course wasn't true.
What did he say to you?
Well, it happened. He told me that it happened. Of course, he's just distraught, as you can see. I think he's just exhausted and had a couple of drinks and was sort of out of his mind. That's why I was just about it.
Mary and Lasker and these folks, various people, that time have been seeing him every day or two for the last few days. And you all have talked to him, talked to Mildred, so that what his situation is, have gone over to you.
So that what?
What he has goes over to you.
All right.
You follow me? Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
Mary Lasker and some of the different good many folks had been talking to him. Clark has. Tell Clark about it so that you can go talk to Mildred about it.
Clark and I will handle it. Yes, sir.
All right.